Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tom in Minnesota, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hi, Scotty.
Hey, Tom.
I'd like you to comment on the Minnesota win over Penn State. And then also the P.J. Fleck ability to build a program. And long range, what do you think he's going to do?
Well, I mean, he's definitely staying there. He signed a 7-year deal or something last week to stay. It's just an extension. I don't know if it was how long the extension was on top of what he had left, but it's 7 years he's going to be there allegedly. So he's committed to the Gophers and staying there, which is, I think, really good for them and a little bit surprising because I think he could have had his, choice of a lot of jobs bigger than Minnesota. But he's obviously in love with the program, and he's respectful of the fact that they gave him the job. And he's done a hell of a job there. It didn't take long, right, for him to turn that program into a winner. And frankly, if you ask me, they've been a loser forever. I mean, they've just never mattered ever in football, literally, since like what? I mean, they were talking about like this is the first time they had been 8-0 since like 1941 or something like that. Maybe longer than that. Who knows? All I know is he's done a great job. I bet on him on Saturday getting 7 against Penn State. It was one of my top bets. Top picks, one of my ranked top 10 plays, and it was a great bet. They looked great. It was a great game. I watched the game. I thought it was fantastic. I thought the Gophers played well. I thought the crowd was rowdy. I thought the scene after that game at that stadium was really unlike anything I've seen in a long time in college football. I haven't seen a celebration that good, and I don't even know how long. I mean, that stadium, they poured out onto the field and had a party out there like no other. I mean, I'm surprised they didn't tap a few kegs because that was a party on that football field after that game. That was crazy. Huge win for them, though. And I know they have another big game this week. They have to turn right around and play Iowa, I think, in Iowa City. So that's not going to be easy. Trust me, the letdown, the come down from that Penn State game, I don't know how you – it's going to take Fleck to get them completely focused, you know, in short order. You got to turn around and go to Iowa City. That's a good team. They are good. Iowa gave Wisconsin all they could handle on Saturday at Camp Randall. They lost by 2. I covered that bet, too. I had the Hawkeyes getting the points and Badgers winning. I hit both sides of it and middled it. But I like the Gophers. They're a good team now. I mean, they mean business. What are they, 9-0? They're no joke at all. So there you go.
They've got at Iowa, at Northwestern, home for Wisconsin, their last three games. Are they undefeated with a chance to play possibly Ohio State in the Big Ten title game?
I got to tell you, I'd be very, very scared about Saturday in Iowa City.
Very tough game.
That is a game after the Penn State game. I don't know how you get up for that 2 weeks in a row. And, you know, if the game was in Minnesota, I think they'd win. The game in Iowa, I think they could lose. I think they could lose that game. And who'd you say the last game was? They'll beat Northwestern.
Well, and home for Wisconsin.
Wisconsin could beat them.
Yeah, absolutely.
That becomes bigger of the two as well, because even if they lose to Iowa, they still have a game up on Wisconsin. So as long as they beat Wisconsin at the end of the season, they'll play for that title.
I think Wisconsin will give them all they can handle. But then again, I don't think, frankly, that Wisconsin's better than Penn State. So Penn State gave them everything, and they beat them. And they were really never in trouble in that game.
No, they took an early lead, and they held it.
Yeah, they held on, and they did it. If they can stop Taylor, then that's the key to the game. You cannot let that guy have 150 yards and 2 touchdowns. If he does, you'll lose. But believe me, those two games are brutal. Iowa, this week on the road and at home against Wisconsin. Believe me, you, Wisconsin will show up for that game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.